It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from Jethro FM 94.9 in Grand Rapids. 99.5 in your hometown, Barbecue Bob. That'd be Lowell, Michigan.
That's right. We are. And wouldn't be right if I didn't start the show by correcting Jop. We are pre-recording this because Jop and I are both gone for the weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm just so used to saying that, but we are. I am going to go do a little nostalgia work this weekend. I went to Ferris State University up in Big Rapids. You did too.
Yep.
And while I was up there, I joined a fraternity called Pi Kappa Alpha, commonly known as the Pikes. And
commonly known as a good place to party.
Yeah, right. And that might be doing some of that this weekend. But long and short of it is, it's their 100th year on campus at Ferris. And so, as you might think, I'm going to go do a little barbecue for a couple hundred of my fraternity brothers that'll be coming back there for homecoming.
And that's, it is homecoming. And that's not the first time you've done that for
No,
them.
It's not. And it won't be the last either.
But, you know, that's how the 80s went, or the 70s even. I just remembered going to some Pike parties.
Oh, sure.
And they just finally came back 40 years later.
Yeah, right. But, well, things have changed up there. You can't have a keg of beer on any fraternity property anymore. You can have 6,000 cans.
Why would you join a frat, though?
It wasn't that way when I joined.
I think
everybody's managing alcohol as good as they can. You can have 6,000 cans, but you can't have a keg of beer.
So listen, if you've never been to Ferris, I wouldn't say, is this homecoming weekend?
It is homecoming weekend.
This
yes.
would be a great time to go because they have another great football team.
Yep.
And if you're up there, you should definitely go to Crankers, check out their new keto beer. We had it on here last week. And grab some conies because their conies are just straight out of Detroit, straight out of Compton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Coney dogs are good. I'm serving just a simple little barbecue pulled pork. I'm going to do Bob's bitch and bean recipe, award-winning bitch and beans, and then going to just throw some coleslaw. Buns and sauce, man. We're just going to feed a couple hundred of my buddies. So looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
Really looking
That's
forward to it.
That's why we're recording early because... barbecue takes a long time. Me, I'm taking half a day off Friday and headed to Traverse City. I'm going up to put new batteries in the can and the game cam, and then shooting straight up to Traverse. We got a crew, and we've got rooms and a bus and all kinds of fun waiting to happen.
Sounds like there might be some wine drinking going on there.
It's
going
to be fantastic. I got some beautiful Cuban cigars from my boss.
Nice.
So, bringing up a few bottles of Fen Valley Meritage with me because I need a good red.
That's right.
And there's not a lot of good reds up there, but we might sneak up a bourbon too.
Right. Yeah. Why not, man? I mean, it's that time of year. I don't know about you, but this is the time of year that is potential for getting sick. You wake up one day, it's 84 degrees. You wake up 2 days later, it's 40. Out and then it comes back up to like 75 all in the same week, and that kind of stuff really messes with people's health, and you got to be careful with it. But what it does to me is it snaps me into fall mode almost instantly.
Yeah,
I mean, we've talked about this. This is my
vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. You won't get sick.
Right, exactly, and stack it all up because I'm telling you. This is crazy time of year, but it's my absolute favorite time of year. We got tailgating going on. We're going to talk some tailgate treats up a little bit later in the show. But, man, there's nothing better than going to a football game and standing in a parking lot for an hour or two and feeding and drinking with your buddies and then get into a game and watch them. Even if you don't go to the game, we've brought TVs to the parking lot before and just watched the game from the right.
So, I remember one year we had two large screens.
That's right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And a satellite dish, too.
You know what I do this time of year?
What's that?
I pull out all my Stormy Cromer gear.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is time to dust it off. And those of you that maybe are new to the show, Stormy Cromer is a clothing line that it's not like Barbecue Bob and I are fashionistas, but you want some good winter clothing, and this is the company.
If you don't know what it is, go to their website. It's stormycromer.com, STORMYK, R-O-M-E-R. There's a great story there behind Stormy.
Right.
And it's really old. It's like 1903.
Yep.
Dude was a train engineer. But this factory is literally three blocks away from where my grandma used to live in Ironwood, Michigan. So as a little kid, I roamed those neighborhoods.
Yep.
And the train tracks and the sawmills and sometimes on a motorcycle.
Yeah. Pretty cool. But anyway, the CEO of the company, Gina Thorson, is going to be with us later in the show to talk a little bit about this wonderful apparel. And then, you know, we'll probably get back to some more tailgating then, because tis the season. You don't need to go somewhere to tailgate. You can tailgate on your back deck, but it's just better if you're in a parking lot somewhere waiting for the game.
You know, this cooler weather, what it does to me is it gets me, I can feel the rut coming on.
And your neck swelling,
Bob? I start getting a little musky in the chest, you know.
Right,
That natural musk starts coming out.
Right.
And
all the hair off your head from the
yeah,
tree. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You must have rutted a few times then, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I just love the deer changing color.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing their beautiful tan.
Right.
And they're
getting
darker. Getting that grayish color in. And,
yep.
Shedding I don't know.
The summer coat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I've been practicing at night with my bow because, you know, I had that motorcycle wreck this spring.
Right.
And my shoulder was a wreck, and I was afraid I'd have to go to a crossbow.
Well, there's nothing afraid there. Those are a wonderful tool.
Anyway, I have a beautiful bow from Allen Bobbs.
Right.
And it's a Bowtech. It's right. Tuned in at 72 pounds. And I don't want to have to switch to a crossbow.
No, I get it. I'm going to tell you that in my experience, I'm much more accurate with a crossbow than I ever was with a compound, just because it's a lot easier to shoot. And you know, the purists that are out there don't use crossbows; they use compound bows.
You know, I would actually even go back to a longbow.
Would you?
I really love that. I love instinctive shooting.
Yeah.
And I have an old Shakespeare recurve that I bought years ago that it shoots beautiful. And the thing about instinctive shooting is you hardly even have to look at the animal. I mean, you just kind of pull it up and you're in that general area, and your body, once you train those muscle reflexes, what do they call it?
Muscle memory. Yeah.
It kind of takes care of it for you.
Yeah, well,
and
I'm thinking
fun.
I got to go to school for a lot more training before I'm going to be able to hit anything with that.
No, you'd be surprised. It's practice. That's all it takes. But
right.
Speaking of Allen Bobbs, right now, you got to get in there to get some of your supplies, because if it's like anything else, they're going to get run out. They're just not going to have them. So they have something called the Rush Monkey wool fishing gloves that looked fantastic, because there's still time to get some fish. They have the 10-point EVO-X center punch broadheads, really cool-looking broadheads. They do have a new website, by the way.
Nice.
Allen Bobbs Sports, yeah. Really nice, interactive. You can order online. They've got Excalibur twin strike crossbows that look fantastic. It's like the top of the line.
No, this is a big boy toy store.
Excalibur is top of the line.
Right.
So if I was going to get a crossbow, I'd put that in my crosshairs.
Right.
See what I did there? They got Muddy
Not
Field.
Nearly as witty as you think you are.
I think it is. So listen, here, this is really cool. You don't have to find a farm supply store anymore. If you've ever had the luxury of working on a dairy farm and done artificial insemination, you put on these big plastic gloves up to your shoulder. Well,
I have not had that pleasure, and I think I'm okay.
I used to. You'll grow, Joppy. You'll grow. I had the luxury of having a stack of those, so when I'd clean my deer out, I'd put one on one arm, my right arm, and get that one all messy, just pull it off, stash it in a bag, and now I'm not trying to wipe blood out in the field.
No, I get it. Yep.
You get it all over everything, which is kind of a rite of passage, but Muddy Field dressing glove, Stealth Cam, just like the one I got, Browning Dark Ops Apex, and a packable puffer hooded vest.
Welcome to Tradio.
Packable puffer.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go there.
Right. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk about some tailgating treats. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we've done in the past. Just remember that anything with a handle on it works really good for a tailgate. So you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bobbs Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than
satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, we got a little bit of a snap of cold this week. Got a taste of it. Was warm at the beginning of the week, then got cold in the middle, and then warm back up for the weekend. I'm thinking and I'm hearing. And again, we're taping this week because Barbecue Bob and I got weekend commitments this week. And we try to, you know, manage those together so that we don't leave you guys hanging.
That's right. So we can't say, coming at you live from the apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Jethro, as it may be. Yeah. But, you know, I think I'd really rather be doing this show with Ellie Mae than you. But at the end of the day, that's not going to happen.
Your wife might be listening, so be careful.
She does listen.
Hey, you know, once again, Frank's Red Hot Sauce comes to the rescue. This chicken recipe for the cayenne pepper sauce. What am I looking for? Buffalo wing chicken dip.
Oh, that's good.
I don't have a name on it, or do I? Did I
nope.
put the name? No. But I saw this recipe online from Frank's, and don't you in the fall when you're tailgating like hot dips? I mean, I don't know.
Hot with heat and hot with spice.
Yeah, a nice warm bean dip or they very often call them buffalo chicken dip or different things like that. I saw this one, and it looked really simple. And it was a couple cups of shredded chicken, of course, grilled or cooked somehow, some cream cheese, some Frank's Red Hot, their original cayenne pepper sauce, and I love that cayenne pepper sauce. It's I've got Frank's all over the place, that and, of course, many others, but a half cup of ranch dressing and a half cup of blue cheese. And I'll post this thing, and I'll give them credit on our website, but it's so easy. You know, you just make sure when do your chicken so that you can shred it or chop it. And I think chopped is better because you're usually, I'm doing like a Triscuit or something when I dip it in there, or a nacho chip. But you want small pieces of chicken. I've had people make it before where they'll shred a breast. You don't need a 6-inch strip of
it's
chicken.
Hard to eat.
Can't dip it up.
It's hard to eat. And once again, when you're tailgating or you're out,
it's one-handed.
It's one-handed. You got to, and those scoops are real good for
really
that
good
too,
idea.
Because
yeah.
they got a little bowl in them.
I'm getting
now,
hungry
I'm
gonna
take
now.
It. I'm going to take it to the next level, Bob, is that a lot of people would put all of that in a crock pot. I put it in a cast pan, and I start with the cream cheese, and I use, rather than ranch, I use sour cream. Half cup of sour cream, half cup of cream cheese. Just loosens up that cream cheese a little bit, and then layer your chicken on, your buffalo dip, your blue cheese.
You wouldn't put any ranch in it?
I don't. I prefer it with the sour cream myself.
That's just wrong.
My point is that put that in a cast iron skillet, how much of it you ever make, you know, a little 10-inch skillet, and throw it on your grill with the lid down and give it for 10 to 15 minutes on high, and that stuff will start bubbling. And when you take it off there, that cast will hold that heat for about a half hour. So the amount of time it takes you to eat that dip, the bigger it is, the longer it takes.
Yeah, but, and if you have a grill at your tailgate site.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't, then you're going to bring it cold.
Well, there's another good reason to have cast, because you can get those little Coleman heaters that go on top of a can, and it's got a little burner sitting on it. You could heat it up with something like that if you can get it down low enough.
Yep. Because it's just one of those things where it's much better warm than it is cold, in my opinion.
Venison sliders are great. You and I do tons of those at events.
Yep.
And if you might still have a little bit of, I think I have one package of ground venison left, but you can use hamburger.
Right.
But sliders are fast and easy to grill up. And the nice thing about sliders when you're tailgating is what I just said, fast and easy.
Right.
You don't want to be a chef. You want to tailgate. And if you have a little food there, little sliders, just flip on and off. Make sure you just chop up, slice up your olives and stuff in advance. So if you do little olive burgers, you can have all that stuff ready. And
sweet pickles, good on that.
Yeah.
Little pieces, little squares of cheese. Now, what I would tell you that my tip on that is that patty these things up a day or two before, and I put them in a Tupperware pan.
Wax paper.
Put a wax paper between them, right? And then put them back in the fridge, because when you're ready to cook these things, they're going to pop out of there super easy if they're cold. If you patty them at the tailgate, first of all, it's a mess. And second of all, they're not cold enough that
You'll gross everybody
out. Well, they fall apart, too, when you
pull
them
out of the men's room. Now you're making a hamburger.
Right, yeah, exactly. But, sliders. And the little Hawaiian rolls, whether they're that brand or one like them.
King's Hawaiian.
Right, but the little sweet Hawaiian rolls.
King's Hawaiian.
Are wonderful for sliders.
Hey, don't forget, you can do a chicken lollipop, and that is easy. You take the drumstick end or the other end of a wing, and you just peel it back and pull it up. It's like, do you ever pull a turtleneck sweater over your head and get the turtleneck stuck around your head? You do that with the skin of the wing. And you just slide it up, but you don't let it pull over your head. You leave the turtleneck on, and you let it pop around. And that's the best analogy I got.
I'm not sure I followed you, but okay.
Don't you ever take a sweater off and not pull it over your head you got it covered?
Yeah,
up?
And you go,
You do that with this. I don't. But you do that with this meat from a wing.
So if it's it's the one that looks like a miniature drumstick, you're going from the small end to the big, and you're just pulling the skin down over the big part.
I think it works better with the flat, but you can do it with either one. You just cut one end and you slide it up over, and then when you grill it, magically it kind of tightens up and forms what looks like a little lollipop.
Right, and the bone that's exposed dries out, and it's something to hang on to.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what? Chili dogs are really good. We talked about those last week, so I'm not going to go into recipe, but doing a chili dog at your tailgate, because chili is always good at a tailgate, but then I cut them up. And again, I'm doing this with a grill at a tailgate. I don't go to tailgates without a grill. Right. If you're a grilling guy like we are, we've got portable grills that we take. But again, I'll make by foot long chili dogs, make them up like you like them with the chili and the mustard and the onion or whatever, and then sprinkle cheese on them, put them on the grill and with the lid down for a couple minutes to get that cheese melted, and then cut them up in bite sized pieces and put them on a tray. So you're not having to manage a foot long hot dog, but you still get the awesome chili dog taste in a little bite sized deal, because to me, tailgating is all about a bite-sized deal.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Chili Dog Show on Jethro FM. Nah, it's the Grilling Guys. Yep. We're talking tailgating.
Absolutely. Here's another one that's really good. See, one of the premises that I have for good tailgate food is that you have to be able to eat it with one hand.
Yes.
I've always got a beer or a beverage in the other hand, and I don't like to hold a plate. I just like to grab something off a plate and take a bite of it. And so I make, and you know, take your COVID consciousness and do with it what you will. But I like making a platter of them and leaving them out. People walk by, grabs one of something.
Right. Remember that year we got those plates and had the hole in it, and
for
you put your beer bottle up?
I still have some in my
garage.
Those
are cool.
Yeah,
that's good for tailgating.
Yeah, we had that guy on. But anyway, yeah, it was for a long neck beer, and you stuck it up the center of the plate, and then you got to hold it all at once. Don't drink, though, with that in there, because it dumps your plate all over the front of you. That might not be from experience,
but it might
be, too.
Put your chili in there and take a drink.
Yeah. The other one, the last one I want to cover in this segment is chicken and waffles. Everybody is there a chicken and waffles?
You
get the little breaded chicken nuggets, put a skewer, and you can buy waffles that are about the size of a golf ball.
You just lost me.
No, man.
Chicken nuggets.
And a waffle.
Yeah.
And then you drizzle the buffalo wings. Let me finish, because it's good. The buffalo sauce on the chicken, the waffle, and then you drizzle maple syrup on it. And I'm telling you, it's a great bite.
And then put Pee Wee Herman on and stay on the couch, son.
Okay, manly. Eat some raw meat. Why don't you just chew your arm off, Bob, all right, if that's the way you want to eat. Because not everybody wants just pure meat on their, you know. We do cook for ladies once in a while. We have to do some buffalo chicken and waffles, man. Get off my back.
I think I struck a nerve.
Yeah, well, okay, the next one we go to, you're cooking. I'm just going to stand around and eat.
I'm just waiting to go to one.
We'll get us a...
Are you going to actually get to the game at Ferris?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, well, Bob, because I was the president of the fraternity, I got invited to the president's suite. So
Is Dave still the president?
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a crap, right?
Well, we went up there a couple years ago.
Right.
It was nice being
up there. Yeah, it is a nice view.
Oh, everybody's sucking up to him.
Well, yeah, here's the thing,
we offered him a beer, and he's like, yeah, I can't do one
right.
here.
Well, and here's the deal is you got to wear a mask because it's inside.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
All right, coming up next, I'm sure we're going to talk about something. Oh, it's Gina from Stormy Cromer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Jethro Country with a Twist studios, and we are excited about the next guest, Bob.
That's right. Straight from the UP in Ironwood, Michigan, it's Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Hey, it's great to have you back on the show. We were just doing the first segment of the show, talking about the cold weather coming in, and I said, one of the things that happens to me every year, as soon as I get a cool morning, I start getting all my Stormy gear out, because all the Stormy gear I've got is all winter gear. I know you probably have a lot of summer stuff, although I do carry my man bag quite a bit.
Excellent.
Yeah, just to hear Joppy yell.
Right. No, I just walk behind him. I just, you know. But anyway, Gina, tell us what's new at Stormy Cromer.
Oh, well, we are busy getting ready for the cooler weather. Just like you said, we had a cool fall morning this morning here in the Western UP. So our team's busy putting product on the shelf, getting ready for the fall. We've got, you know, as usual, several new products and new fabrics. We've been using, got a bunch of new fabrics that actually, some of them come out of Italy, that have some recycled fibers in with the wool, so kind of cool to be kind of telling an environmental story with a few of our products. So many of our customers, you know, love the outdoors, so we want to keep the outdoors a beautiful place and do our part to help that. So we're just gearing up and ready for a great fall-winter Stormy Cromer season.
Well, since you're in the Western UP, maybe you ought to be using some wolf hides.
Oh, Bob, be nice now. Goodness.
Well, that's what they used to do in the day.
Yeah. So Gina, tell us, for those that don't know, give us the 30-second version of the history of Stormy Cromer.
Sure. So our name comes from a real person named George Stormy Cromer, and his nickname was Stormy because he had a bad temper. And he loved baseball. This is back in the 1890s. He was a semi-pro baseball player, but he also loved a woman named Ida, and when he asked her father if he could marry her, he said no three times and said, not until you get a real job. And so Stormy went then to work on the railroad, and the legend is that he lost one too many hats riding the trains, and he came home one night to Ida, and he had one of his old wool baseball caps, and he asked her to make some modifications so that it would stay on his head and keep his ears warm. And that's how the wool iconic Stormy Cromer cap was born, and that was over near Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's been a part of my family's sewing factory here in Ironwood, Michigan, since 2001, and we've grown it to include all kinds of other things besides hats as well.
It's just such a cool legend, and what your dad told me when I first visited you guys years ago was that those engineers had to hang their heads out the window to communicate with the different people along the train, like maybe the guy running the engine or the guy Lyman in the caboose.
Or something. Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, in the cold weather, you're probably rolling along 30 or 40 miles an hour on one of those old trains, and that would get cold quick. So I could see why he'd need that.
Yeah.
Yep, it sure would. And we're grateful that he had that experience, or we wouldn't be here. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the new products or maybe styles and designs you're coming out with.
Sure. So we did a few new, we've expanded our, what we do with our waxed cotton fabric. So that's literally a cotton canvas that has hot wax poured over it, and then the wax cools and you're left with basically a very old school form of water repellency. And so we've been slowly introducing some new items with that fabric. We've got a new men's hat called the Marsh Cap, and just last year, so it's still relatively new, we took our very popular Rancher Cap, which has extra insulation and extra big ear flaps, and also offered that in our waxed cotton, so you can get all that warmth, all that protection, but also have some water repellency. So we're excited about expansion with our waxed cotton. One of the other kind of cool things that we did this year was to find an artist that we could partner with to create images that would go on hoodies and T-shirts and things like that. And we found a really great artist named Colin Clancy. And Colin, he lives in Colorado now, but he lived in the UP for a long time. And he does just beautiful nature artwork. And so we've got an artist series of shirts. There's a brook trout and a pheasant and a bear and a deer that he did in his watercolor artist style. And then we transfer that onto shirts, and that's been really fun to do and kind
that
of tell
sounds
his story
awesome.
And share that. Yeah.
Hey, we love Jop, and I both have some of that cotton gear. I have a hat. He has a vest. You know what I love? I have a Kakadu coat, and I'm wondering if you had ever looked at doing a long field coat like that for the cooler weather in that cotton.
It's certainly come up, you know, in our product brainstorming conversations as an idea. So that it could be on the horizon for sure.
We love dressing up like cowboys, even if we don't have a horse.
Right. Yeah.
Gina, well, we'd love to help you do that.
Yeah, you have a waist length wax cotton coat, because I've got one of those in that beautiful green color that, that you guys offer. And then, but my favorite piece of clothing from your company is that waxed vest, but on the inside it has a buffalo plaid wool lining. And I can tell you that every time I wear that, I get compliments on that. This, what an amazing vest. And I've had it a few years now, and it looks as good as the day it was delivered from your company to me. Because,
well, I think you get compliments because that's all you're wearing when you're wearing it.
Right, yeah, right. And my buffalo briefs that match it, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, honestly, I think those vests look better the longer you wear them, because they get sort of broken in and they get all this character. The wax really kind of breaks in and gets a lot of different lines and creases in it that make it just look so lived in. And I'm going to guess your vest is sort of a dark brownish color.
Yes.
And then this year we are doing that same vest with the plaid inside, but in a charcoal wax cotton.
Great.
And
ooh, wow.
Super sharp also.
All right. Hey, honey, if you're listening, there's my Christmas gift right there, is a new Cromer vest.
You know, Gina, one of our oldest sponsors is Allen Bob Sports, and they teamed up with Millbrook Tack, and they've been a customer of yours for a long time. So Allen Bob's finally has Stormy Cromer in the store.
Yeah, very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, Gina, where can we find Stormy Cromer? Is it available online and in stores?
It's available all kinds of places, yes. You can go to our website, stormycromer.com. But we have dealers all over the country. We have tons of dealers here in Michigan. On our website, there is a Find a Dealer that you can find at the bottom of the site, where you can punch in your zip code and take a look. And we're in all kinds of, you know, sporting goods stores, menswear stores, even like farm and feed stores. So all over, we've got plenty of great partners that where you can, you know, see the items in person.
Here's a little fun fact. I've got a picture of a Hollywood producer in a red plaid Stormy Cromer.
Nice.
So you're everywhere.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Well, we're trying. We're trying real hard, you know, here just from the UP to get the word out and just sort of organically grow this brand. And it's been fun. Even over the last year, you know, we did the whole mask thing last year, which helped us keep our doors open.
Yeah.
But also, I also raised awareness about our brand to, I think, some people who hadn't heard of us before. So that's been great.
So you're close to the old Ahonen sawmill, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to ride through there on my uncle's motorcycle when I was a kid. I know those streets. Yeah, brings back the memories. Love me some Ironwood in Big Hiawatha.
It's a good, it's a very good place.
Yep. God bless you. And hey, give our best to your dad. And
yes, he said hi as well. He knew I was talking to you guys today, and he wanted me to pass on his hello as well.
Right. He's quite a guy, but he raised quite a girl. So thanks so much, Gina Thorson, Stormy Cromer. You got to check them out. They're all over the place.
Thanks, Gina. We'll talk to you the next time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you've not had the pleasure of owning a piece of Stormy Cromer clothing, the easiest way to do it is their classic hat.
Yeah.
Because you can get one of those for less than $50.
Plus, every time you wear one, people will say,
right,
what is that hat?
Right.
You know, years ago, they'd kind of want to make Elmer Fudd jokes.
Right.
Now it's like, that is really nice. I want one of those.
Yeah, and they got them for the ladies. They've dressed them up. That's Gina's influence in the company.
That's the Ida Cromer.
Right, yeah.
And it's
actually really cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't have enough of that in my wardrobe, and I got a lot of pieces because it's just...
Go down to Allen Bob's,
that's
buddy.
Right. Go to Allen Bob Sports, 68th and 131, and they'll have a full complement of those there. And try it on because you'll want to wear it on a regular basis. It's macho looking stuff in my mind, and it just makes me feel good when I'm wearing it. It's a Michigan made product too, baby. You can't go wrong with that,
especially with those Cromer boxers. I get it.
So speaking of gear, we're going to be talking about some tailgating gear in the next segment, so stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grillin' Guys. Hey, that was Gina Thorson from Stormy Cromer. Boy, if you've not been on their website, jump on there, go to Allen Bob's. You can see the stuff live. It's wonderful clothing.
That cotton cloth she was talking about?
Right.
It really is cool.
Yeah, waxy, and you can stand out in a pouring rain, and you will not get wet.
That's what that... Yeah. Oh, it looks like a saddle bag or something. That bag she gave me, they call it something else.
A merce.
No, it's bigger than that, but it's
it's a merce.
It's what all this really cool young guys carry. But
and what's a guy in his 60s doing carrying one then? That's
looking,
all I got to
really
say,
cool,
brother.
To be honest with
all
you.
Right.
Really cool.
So tailgating.
Takes a man to carry something like
right,
that.
Right, it does. Right. Okay, I'll leave.
So
I'll leave that alone.
Tailgating gear. There's this place called Rover Roller, and it's tailgatinggear.com, tailgatinggear.com. It's easy for you to say, R-O-V-R, Rover Roller, and it's a cool little cooler that's 12-volt powered, and it's on wheels. So
you plug it into the back of your car when the tailgate's open?
In your truck or anywhere, yeah.
Right. Okay, and it provides
keeps your beverages cool.
Okay, so if you don't want to dink around with ice and getting things all wet and everything, yep, you've got a 12-volt cooler is what you're talking about.
There might be ice restrictions where you're at.
So tailgating equipment, this is 101. You're just getting started with the Grilling Guys. We've only been here about a month now, and I think that's four.
We torture you every fall with this stupid stuff.
Right, so this is your first time, though.
But
so
we like it.
Yeah,
and that's what we're here for, us.
Right.
No, just kidding. The tailgating is so much fun. You all do it, and we're hoping that we can get a chance to get out to Grand Valley and do some tailgating this fall. I heard that the Jethro crew was out there. AmericanTailgater.com makes something called the car flagpole light, and it's a, it just goes on your truck or car. It's a flagpole with a flag, and it's got a little 12-volt light that shines down on your tailgate area.
For the night games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your night games. And
is that one of those flags, flagpoles that you roll over it with the tire? It's got a big flat stand on the bottom of it. You just roll your front tire over it, and then it holds the flagpole up?
If you drink too many, you probably do that.
Right. Well, I just wondered. I mean, because if you got a car, you don't have a place to stick the flagpole.
Well, it's got a little apparatus that straps it into the box of your truck or onto the top of your car.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool because it had a light on top and it had the American flag on it. And they'll give you a free team flag for whatever your college team is.
Right.
It's just something cool and different. I mean, when you're tailgating in a giant parking lot, it's sometimes nice to be able to say, just look for. And if you had that, I'm thinking everybody could find you.
Yeah, it's school. The school flag probably isn't it. There's going to be a few of those
flags.
That's
right.
Yeah. Let's talk about grilling equipment for the tailgate because – you've got a little charcoal grill. A
couple of them.
That work really well for that. And describe what those are. So,
well, like Son of a Bocce?
Yeah.
You can get those on eBay.
Right.
Yeah, they're down to like $69.
Right. So describe what it is if somebody doesn't know what that is.
Well, if you saw it in the travel bag, which is actually a snuffer bag, it would be like about 10 inches wide, 8 inches deep, and about 2 foot tall. So it's kind of a tall... I don't know. Can't describe it. Just
like a little bag you'd have,
oblong,
like two or three bottles of wine in or something.
Oblong,
yeah,
tall bag. And that and then inside it is a hibachi grill that clamshell folds up. It holds the charcoal inside, so you preload it. On the bottom, it's got a pull-out ash pan, and you put a fire starter in there. So when you get to your gig, it's already got the charcoal in it. You don't open it up or anything. You just slide open the top vent, and you slide open that bottom pan and light the fire starter, shut it, and just let it go for about 25 minutes.
In the bag?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope, you let it go for about 25 minutes, and then you have to have mitts. You open it up, and you put the racks, the grilling racks on, because they're already in there. You just adjust them to where you want them, and literally you have a charcoal fire. I mean, it's beautiful. When you're done... Again, slide those trays out or the grates out and put them on top of it. Close the thing clamshelled back up, and you put it back in this bag. Shut the zipper. It snuffs it out.
Right.
So
no air.
It's a snuffer bag.
You got to have air to make it stuff burn.
It's so cool.
And then you snuff it out. You can carry it with you.
Yeah.
And it's an insulated bag, so it won't get stuff burnt in your car or whatever.
Right.
It's a really cool thing, and it's called a Son of a Hibachi.
And that's the thing about tailgaters is, you know, you always hear about the accidents with the charcoal. Well,
right.
I only have charcoal. I couldn't bring a grill. Well, these you can. Dude, it's like $70.
Right.
I have one. It works. You've used it, too. It works great.
Right.
Now, another cool one is Lodge, our favorite cast iron company, makes one that's just a Lodge Hibachi grill, and it's beautiful. It's cast. I bring it camping. I bring it to deer camp. It's nice to cook on. It's small. A little bit of charcoal does like three steaks.
Right. Yep. Heavy. You indestructible. All you got to do is take care of it and clean it after you're done. Never use soap and water on your cast.
Never.
Just a little warm water cloth, and you get everything out of there you need to.
Yeah, you could probably grill those little chicken nuggets and waffles up.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So the other the other thing that's really good about for tailgating is a roll up table.
Yeah,
and I don't know if you've seen these, but they're actually like little 1-inch slats, and the table might be 2 foot wide, but they roll up in a ball.
You
and
still have that one?
I do, and the legs still collapse, and it all goes in a pack, like almost like a bag chair.
Yeah, it looks like a bag chair,
but it's an actual table.
Some are aluminum, some are cloth.
Right. This the one I have is aluminum.
Yep.
Real sturdy. You can put a bunch of stuff on it, but when you're done, you know, the thing about tailgating is you got to be able to set it up quick, and you want to tear it down quick because you want to get the party going, then you got to end the party right before the game starts, right? So those kind of things, and you just wipe it off with a cloth, and you're good to go. You know,
you know what would be great is a little porta potty to take with you, because that's the part that always gets you.
Now he's showing his age.
No, seriously, when you go to like Michigan State or U of M, there's lines for those outhouses. There's got to be an invention you can come up with that'll be just like a little curtain. And then literally a funnel and a hose.
your next million, Bob. Your next million. But we've got these little plates that work at a barbecue. You can find them online, but there's a hole in the center of them, and it slips down over the neck of your beer. And the other ones have just a hole in the center where you set a can of beer. So you can do it either way, but what it does, it allows you to carry your beverage and your food with one hand and eat and drink with the other.
Right.
I mean, that's just right. That's a tailgate
staple.
Yeah,
we used them a few years ago. We had them on the show, and it was, I thought, really clever.
Yep, exactly.
And they're not expensive, and you can stack them up and save them for the next year. You get to wash them. I mean, they're dishwasher safe.
Right.
And they had the disposable ones as well.
Right.
So something that is very cool if you're tailgating, when you head off to the game, especially if it's, depending on it's almost always just a bench, right?
Yep.
So they make some cool little compact chairs that fold out, clip onto the seat to give you a little back support, because you could be there 4 or 5 hours, right?
Right.
And it gets really uncomfortable if you don't have some kind of back support. That's one of the worst parts about it.
And most everything we do with regard to food with a tailgate, skewers are a very good addition to your tailgate repertoire because it's food on a stick, and you can just bite one piece off at a time, whether it's little chicken kebabs or beef kebabs or shrimp. My only recommendation with shrimp is that use two skewers as opposed to one, because when you try to flip them when you're cooking them, they'll spin.
Well, and you're also going to be on the smaller grills, so you know they make those skewers in lots of different sizes. You can get the disposable, just get the little wooden ones.
Right.
And
no more than they're going to be on the grill. You probably don't even need to bother soaking them in water.
No, because you're going to have them bagged up with your food on them for overnight, probably.
Right.
If it's shish kebab.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the cool thing about tailgating, too, is you can make all this stuff ahead.
Yeah.
You're not dinking around with prep when you get
really
there.
I really miss all those tailgates we did at Michigan State
and
U of M.
Yep. They were a lot of fun.
We did a lot of great
ones. We, as grilling guys do, we kind of took it over the top a few times, and it wasn't really all tailgating food that's by design, but we made it tailgating food. I mean, we cooked whole beef loins out there.
Yeah.
I remember grilling those and smoking those, but we'd bring our trailer smoker with us and really just set up a party and really make it a lot of fun to get out there and do it up. But, you know, this is the season, and for as many minutes as we've got on the radio, there's that many recipes and things that you could do. But another thing is bring two or three sets of tongs. If you drop it, drop one, you don't have anything to wash them with, put them in a bag, get the next one out, and go for it, because, you know, things get slippery when you're when wet.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are pleased to be here with Conrad and the Jethro team, and we're looking forward to making this a Saturday appointment for you each and every week.
That's right. No matter where you're listening to, and you can also podcast the show, go to thegrillingguys.com, check out the headset on the top right corner, and click on for links to our podcast. We'll send it right to your device. Check us out on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter at Grilling Guy.
We appreciate you tuning in each week. We'll talk with you next week.